Our focus was to take a look at the IRS's level of service and how well it was helping taxpayers when they called in to seek advice on tax questions or about their tax account.
And what did you find out?
What we found overall, the IRS actually did a pretty good job in planning for this year's filing season. They actually hired more people to answer the phones and then make better use of them. They actually took some of their experienced people to answer some of the more complex questions and then use the newer hires to answer sort of the basic questions. So it actually also successfully encouraged taxpayers to use the web as well as the automated phone tools to get information regarding their questions about their refunds and other things. So the overall number of phone calls that they actually had to answer this year or that were actually assisted were it was about a 14% decline.
It was a decline. Why is that? Because of the internet access?
Yes, both through the use of the internet as well as encouraging taxpayers, if they had questions, to send them to the automated line where there are a set of recorded answers to specific questions.
Over the years, the IRS has waxed and waned with respect to how well it answers the questions, the percentage it gets right. It's never 100%. How are they doing this year?
Well, what we found was that that overall, their actual level of service, which is when someone calls and tries to get a live assister, that this year they achieved what was a 75.3% level of service, which means that a little more than three quarters of the folks were able to actually talk to a person. What we found, though, was that the amount of time that someone had to wait to talk to that person actually increased. It was more than 9.5 minutes. As part of our planning review that we completed in March, the IRS had actually set the bar for itself lower this year because in the past 2 years, it had seen an increased number of telephone calls due to a legislation that was passed that were causing taxpayers to contact the IRS about economic stimulus payments and other issues that were of interest to them. But overall, they answered about 37.5 million calls this year, which was about a 4 million call increase from 2009.
Did you do anything differently? I mean, clearly the types of questions you were getting were different, but was there some way you handled things differently?
We looked at the IRS's data and the processes that it has and uses to monitor the system. And what we did was we compared the performance measures for this year, including their accuracy rates, to their prior years to see if there were any significant trends or differences. And then if we did identify any abnormalities or differences, we discussed those with IRS management to try to determine what the causes and the impact on the customer service were.
We're speaking with Mike Phillips, Deputy Inspector General for Tax Administration at the IRS. And I wanted to ask you about this also. Last year, there was some dispute between some of the unions and the IRS with respect to who should be answering phones and whether call centers should be staffed by contractors or IRS staff. Has there been any change in that mix in the past year?
Well, that was not something that we focused on as part of our report. We did look at, how many times the taxpayers attempted to call into the toll-free assistance line. In fact, there were 72 million attempts during this year's filing season. That included about over 26 million to the toll-free number where people asked for either account or tax law questions, and then another 5.5 million where the taxpayer would call to the automated teletax system that provides the recorded tax law and refund types of information.
Now, there are those who use the system who may be hearing impaired or speech impaired. How did that system fare for the IRS?
Well, there are approximately about 36 million Americans who report some degree of hearing impairment and another 7.5 million Americans who have some degree of speech impairment. And the IRS actually provides a toll-free number for taxpayers who are either hearing or speech impaired. The system is a text typewriter or telecommunications device for the deaf, also known as the TTY or the TDD. And what has happened over the years is there's been a significant decline in the use of that line because those devices are actually becoming obsolete. And what we have found and what has been found is that deaf individuals actually prefer communicating with a video phone or internet. And so what what we found is that the actual decline in the use has gone from about 3 million minutes in 2002 to about 900,000 in 2010. And the actual use of this video relay service has increased from 0 minutes in 2003 to more than 8 million minutes in 2010.
So what were your overall recommendations for the coming year?
Well, we encouraged and recommended the IRS revise its notices and other information materials to make sure that someone who is using those materials knows where to find the telecommunication service telephone number, and also to make sure that it increases its publication of the Federal Relay Service for the website as well as the toll-free number. In addition, we made some recommendations in terms of how we think that they could improve the efficiency of the workstations that they use to assist the hearing and the speech impaired.
So it's not only improving efficiency for that one subset, but it sounds like the main recommendation is just make sure people know that they're out there and how to reach them.
Exactly. Part of the what we found was that there were about 300,000, more than 318,000 taxpayers who actually called the special line, who then hung up before they even made it into the queue. And we think part of that reason was that the telephone number is actually published on most notices, and we think some people didn't realize that they were calling an incorrect number, or did or realized it once they got the phone started to ring, or the equipment, if they are trying to use the service, that their equipment is not necessarily compatible with the IRS's.